Tiger Pride is back. Welcome to Tiger Talk, a look at DeKalb County High School Tiger and Lady Tiger basketball, featuring Tiger coach John Sanders and Lady Tiger coach Danny Fish. Tiger Talk on WJLE is brought to you by Kilgore's Restaurant and by Bumper's Drive-In. We'll be back with tonight's show right after this. What's your pleasure? Chicken, steaks, seafood, catfish, salads, you name it, and you've got it at Kilgore's Restaurant. So what's the secret to their success? Why do so many folks love Kilgore's? Well, it's really no secret at all. You see, Kilgore's knows what people enjoy, and they provide it. Good old-fashioned southern comfort food and home-style cooking at its tastiest. Whether it's those lunchtime mouth-watering hot bar meals or delectable dinner menu items along with those fresh and tasty homemade desserts, you can look far and wide, but you won't find them any better than Kilgore's Restaurant. That's why we say, when it comes to good eating, there's no beating Kilgore's Restaurant. Bring your family out tonight. 2595 Nashville Highway. Phone 615-215-8249.
Talking to head girls coach Danny Fish. Coach Fish, you got four district games down the stretch. It's going to be a tough road to hoe, but what do you got to do to have success down the stretch?
I think we just got to have some consistency shooting the basketball. I thought this week, you know, we had kind of a roller coaster type week, but, you know, we responded well at the end of the week with a, you know, a close loss. I don't know how you can be that happy about it, but, you know, it was progression for our team. And then, you know, we come out and shot the ball better on Saturday versus Grundy on senior night. I think, you know, rolling into Saturday, we were 2 of 35 from the three-point line, you know, including the Livingston game and the Watertown game. So I think we just need to be, you know, more consistent shooting the ball from the perimeter and, you know, scoring heals all wounds.
You know, you got Cannon County coming in here on Tuesday night. You had a good game with them. They got a tall post player. It's, did most of the damage against you down there. Coach Brandon down there in his first year. Fans are going to be allowed to come back to the game, one-third capacity. It ought to be a lot better atmosphere. Talk about what you're expecting from the Lionettes on Tuesday.
Well, you know, they're playing better, and, you know, Pelham gave us a big problem down there, you know, 6'1 post. We don't really have anybody that can match up with her height-wise, so we're going to have to use our speed like we did last time. I thought that we, you know, pressured them really well in that first game, and, you know, they've gotten better, and I hope that we've gotten better also. But Katie Farrell had a huge game in that. You know, that was the game that she went over 1,000 points in that game, and I think she was 27-12 in that game. You know, we're hoping for another big night from her, but, you know, we need some more balanced scoring, you know, from our row guys too. You know, Ella and Katie's been having really nice solid games, and we're needing that third scorer to step up, fourth scorer to step up. That's what I thought that we saw, you know, later on in the week. You know, in the Grundy County game, we had multiple kids in double figures, so we know that they can do it. It's just a matter of being a little bit more consistent in it.
You talk about that Grundy County game. There at the end of the game, or not really at the end, but you put in a lot of freshmen, and I was thinking to myself, boy, they're committing a lot of fouls. And about that time, I heard you yell, "Quit fouling!" Talk about those young girls and how good it is for them to see some game action.
Well, you know, that's the one thing that I've kind of, you know, been hard this year with COVID is that, you know, we're you know, development of our younger players, because we've been limited to how many JV games and freshman games we played. So, you know, they're getting most of their work in, you know, practice time, and it's good to see them get rewarded on the floor, whether it's either a spot 2 minutes here or there. I put them in. I told them that, you know, hey, just play defense and don't foul. And, you know, they were kind of falling all over themselves out there because of the excitement, you know, juice of the energy of being in the game and being freshmen on senior day. Not letting the seniors down, you know, and I needed to give those seniors about a two-minute break right there before I ran them that last quarter, because I believed that it was their day, and they deserved to play the most on that day. I've kind of always leaned like that on senior day. But, yeah, it was great to see those freshmen get out there. They got a good class, and, you know, I think that, you know, through development the next couple of years we'll be pretty solid with that class.
On Saturday you go to Livingston Academy. Everybody was expecting that first one to be a good game, and Livingston came in here really hot and got up early. What do you got to do to turn around and have a more competitive game with Livingston Academy on Saturday?
Well, it was a good game for them, not necessarily for us. We were up for that. We looked forward to that game too, and You always know when you're going to play Livingston, you're going to play, you know, one of the best programs in the state of Tennessee every year. You know, Coach Riddle over there does a great job, and they came out and they just whooped our tail. But we got to, you know, control the tempo of the game. I thought the pace was played at the pace at which they wanted to play at. They was incredibly hot the first quarter. You know, I think they knocked down 5 threes or something like that. So we're going to have to try to take away the three-point line a little bit better. But we'll play them a little bit different way. We zone pressed them last time. Probably looking back, something we shouldn't have done. But we try to speed up the tempo because we are small on smaller than them, and on defense, I feel like you gotta try to gamble a little bit because you know you're gonna give up some offensive rebounds eventually. You know when you're outmanned like that as far as height wise. But they shot the ball incredibly good. Hopefully they won't shoot it that well next time. But we got a couple other tricks up our sleeve for Saturday.
I haven't done all the math, but right now you're in sixth place. It's going to be hard for you to get to fourth place. You definitely want to be in fifth or sixth to host. And Smith and Cannon are behind you. This one on Tuesday is going to be huge, and you still have Smith County to play. Talk about what it means to host in the first round and how hard you want your girls to try to earn that.
Well, I mean, it'd be great to host the first round. I mean, we're set up pretty good right now. I mean, with Smith and Cannon below us, and we still got to go head to head with both of those teams. So those matchups are huge. But we have other opportunities too. I mean, we're going to LA on Saturday, which, you know, they probably played their best game. We played our worst game. So hopefully we can meet in the middle and see who wins it, you know. And, you know, we played pretty good against Macon last time too. And we got them coming to our house. And, you know, if Jalen Gregory don't go off for, 37, 39 points in that game, you know, it's a different story there also. So I just want our kids to continue to grow. You know, we want to play at home during the postseason, but if we have to go on the road, we have to go on the road. You know, our kids are, you know, to be honest with you, our kids seem to play a little bit better on the road, and I don't know if that's because of their youth and, you know, playing in front of their home crowd, and that takes something to get used to, you know, especially as, you know, starting two freshmen, playing two sophomores. I mean, these kids are the first time they've ever been on the floor here in big-time games like that, so, you know, eventually it won't be their first. And that'll be about postseason time, so they'll know what to expect. And you know, here the past 3 or 4 years, we've had a knack of winning games in the district tournament and winning games in postseason, and there's a lot to be said for that. And there's still a lot of players on the team that have won games in the district tournament and the regional tournament, so we're going to lean on that a little bit towards the end of the year. But right now we're just, you know, kind of focused on getting better.
Well, keep up the work. That's head coach Danny Fish talking to freshman guard Ella Van Vranken. Ella, you know, this district is loaded with Haley Johnson and Jalen Gregory and the Hurst girl at Baxter. Talk about the lessons you're learning going through this district here in your freshman year.
I'm learning that there's a lot of good players out there and that you just have to work extra hard if you want to be up there with them.
When you play those girls that have that sort of bona fide rankings, they're all looking to go to college. What's your attitude? Are you intimidated, or do you want to take it to them and show them what you got?
I'm a little nervous sometimes, but I just know that my coach has faith in me and that I'm doing the best I can.
Talk about Katie Farrell. You and Katie Farrell seem to do most of the scoring. Talk about what you've learned from her as you played this year.
I've learned that it's just that you have to work really hard because she works hard all the time. And I've learned that I just need to, like, help control the pace of the game from her, and yeah.
Well, what do you think you do the best?
I think that I shoot the ball pretty well most nights, but and I drive the ball pretty well. But
I agree with that. Now, what do you think you need to work on to become a better player as you progress here at DeKalb County High School?
I definitely need to work on my game management. Like, at the end of the game, I need to just slow the game down and just do what my coach says.
I know your family's always in the stands. Talk about the support you get from your folks.
My family comes to almost all of my games, and it's really nice to just have them cheering me on.
Now, you have a little sister that plays, right?
Yes, she plays. She's in seventh grade right now, so hopefully she'll continue and play in high school.
Now, when you played in middle school, you were an eighth grader. Did y'all get to play much together?
She played quite a bit her sixth grade year, surprisingly. Well, I mean, she's pretty good, but she was a good shooter for us, so it was fun.
Do you look forward to the day when you're a junior and she's a freshman and you get to play with her on the high school level?
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. Hopefully we don't get in too many arguments, though.
Well, keep up the good work. That's freshman Ella Van Vranken. Talking with sophomore Madison Martin. Madison, You got a big game against Cannon County tomorrow night, the Lionettes, a big rival. Talk about that game and how you look forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it. Last time it was a good game, and I hope this time it's going to be a good game. We got to play physical and play good like we did last time, and I think we can.
Now, you're one of the taller girls on the team, and so Katie Farrell down there doing all that rebound. It looks like you have been helping out, and you've been getting up, mixing it up under the boards. Talk about your philosophy of rebounding.
Really, like Coach Fish says, if you're not getting the rebound, you got to make sure that your man's not getting the rebound.
All right, you guys got Livingston Academy next Saturday. They put it on you pretty good last week. Talk about what you guys need to do to get better against the Lady Wildcats.
I think we need to move around more on offense and definitely rebound better. And I think that we can beat them as long as we play our best and like we usually do and we have been.
Down the stretch, you got some seniors on this squad, Hannah and Megan and Ellie. Talk about, as you approach the postseason, how you would like to keep it going so they get to keep playing.
Oh, yeah, I love all three of them. It's just such a fun time hanging out with them all the time. They make the bad days good, and I just want to have a season long enough with them, and just I love them to death. They're all so sweet and nice.
All right, talk about Coach Fish and what he does to get the best out of you.
He knows what to say to me whenever I need it, and he definitely tells me if I'm doing something wrong, but he'll tell me if I'm doing something right, too, which also always helps.
You know, you get the ball a lot, and you pass on a lot of three-pointers, but I love it when you make a three-pointer. Talk about that feeling of hitting a three.
It's just like I get chills throughout my body whenever I make one, but I know sometimes I need an extra pass so the other person next to me could be more open, so sometimes I pass it up.
All right, that's Madison Martin. Keep up the good work.
Are you hungry? Then get to Bumper's Drive-In on East Broad Street right now. There's so much from which to choose on their menu, but I've got an idea. Try this week's special. Enjoy a premium chicken sandwich. Limited time only, just $5.99. Choose from original, spicy, or grilled. That's the premium chicken sandwich, $5.99. But hurry, this offer good for a limited time only at Bumper's Drive-In on East Broad Street. Smithville.
Talking with
head coach John Sanders. What do you got to do to stop the Lions?
Well, we got to stop those two guys that you just mentioned. You know, with Gus, you know, he can score at all three levels. So he's a little bit tougher assignment. Rogers is sort of a little more simpler. You got to keep him off the boards. Can't let him just get some trash points. Now, he made some shots against us down there. You know, we you know, basically, you know, don't when you don't have hands up, you know, anybody can make shots then.
Well, Rogers is about 6'3", and he's very athletic.
Yeah.
And he plays inside. And Gus looks like he's
6'4". Gus is about 6'3", 6'4".
He's a ball handler. He's really
long,
grown a lot.
And lanky and athletic.
He has sort of a herky-jerky ball handling style, but he can shoot the three, and he can take it to the hole. Who's going to be guarding Gus out of the box?
Well, Jenkins will draw him first, and then him and Antoniak will swap back and forth. Just give each other a break.
He's a full-time job, isn't he?
He is, yeah. Well, you know, because he figure usually somebody like him, 1,000-point scorer, who normally, you know, he's averaging about 22 a game, officials get to know that, and sometimes they, you know, they protect those guys a little bit sometimes. So, you know, you got to keep – we got to try to keep Jenkins and Antoniak out of foul trouble, so we'll rotate them around a little bit and try to keep them fresh as well.
Will Jones get the call on Rogers?
Jones will get Rogers, yes, sir, yeah.
You know, last time you guys had the ball, I think you were down two in the last few seconds, and we couldn't hit a three-pointer and fouled them, but it was really exciting.
Yeah.
And so I'm expecting a close contest here tonight.
Yeah, you know, I think so, too. I think both of our teams are very similar. I was talking to Coach Knowles earlier. And you know, there's a lot of teams in our district that it's just the margins are so close and so thin, and it really comes down to I think every night it comes down to just focus. You know, every possession matters so much. You can't lose focus. You can't fall asleep at all on either side of the ball. And I mean, if you do, it'll cost you. And I feel like that's one thing that's really cost us probably the last three or four games. And, you know, basketball is such a momentum type sport, game of runs. You know, you look at the game Saturday, the tie ball game going into the fourth, we're up four, and then the next thing you know, we're down 11 or 12, you know, that, and Grundy's a good team. But that can happen with anybody. You know, at Cannon, we were down 12 with about 5 minutes to go. And then you look up and there's 3 minutes to go and we're down one, you know. So it's like we went on an 11-0 run.
Well, you know, Cannon County really shows the parity in this league. They got four wins. One's over you.
Yeah.
Two's over Macon, who hadn't won a district game. And then they beat York, who's
right
up at the top. York and Upperman both have one loss.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, they can play with the top.
Yeah.
And so this will be a good measuring stick.
It will be. I mean, Coach Knowles does a good job. They do a good job of what they do. I think their team, you know, their guys understand that, you know, it's, you know, Gus, the show runs through Gus a little bit. He's got to get his points, and he's also going to create shots for other people.
Right.
You know, and they do a good job out of their zone defense. And, you know, as long as you're in the game or ahead, you can stay in the zone, you know. And,
well, Reed scored 10 points, so that's
2019
and 10, and they had one of the kids score six.
Right.
So those are the guys, if you can slow them down, and Gus does do a lot of, he drives and draws attention and kicks it down low to those guys, and they can finish at the rim.
Right.
Now, on Saturday, you go to Livingston. Is the girls' game set to start at 6?
It's going to start at 2 o'clock.
Oh, it's been moved up.
2 o'clock start, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, so we confirmed that today.
Okay, so Saturday at 2
Saturday
at Livingston. And that was kind of an unknown because they took so long to get their season started with the COVID and their district season. They're playing really well now, but you played them really close down here a couple
they
weeks
are.
Ago.
They are. I mean, that's another game that, you know, tie ball game with 3 minutes to go and a few possessions, you know, just
absolutely
cost you the game. So, you know, I think our guys, we're starting to take care of the ball better. I mean, we had 7, I think, turnovers against Grundy Saturday. A season low, and, I mean, really for high school, I mean, even the good teams, you know, you average about 10.
And they had some really quick guards with good hands that could pilfer the ball pretty well.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, we're doing a better job of taking care of the ball lately. We've got to put the ball in the basket. We miss a lot of shots. And we just got to clean up our possessions at the, you know, end of defensive possessions. You know, we've got to can't fall asleep and miss a block out, and give up 2 or 3 shots and expect to win, especially late in the game, you know.
Well, you know, one thing that I've noticed, I think, Luke Jenkins, he's hit some three-pointers. I know he was in a little bit of a slump, but he's hit some three-pointers here late. He's tall and rangy enough to score at the bucket, but he seems to be selfless. You put him in that point position, and he doesn't look for his own points. He's trying to facilitate Jones or Elijah or Jordan or whatever. But, you know, if he could crank up his scoring, and he's shown flashes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. I think, you know, he's in that spot. I think since he's been moved over there, it's helped us out. It's helped everybody on our team out.
He's the caretaker of the ball.
He is. I mean, and he's done a good job, you know, and he doesn't try to do too much offensively. He's never really been that way. And so, you know, I think that's one reason why you probably don't see him, you know, look to be as aggressive on the offensive end of the floor, just because he's always sort of put more – he's been better at defense and just being a role guy. And, you know, I think that's one reason why our team – you know, has played better lately. You know, he's such a good leader.
He had a good game earlier in the year where he had like 18 or 20 points, and a lot of those were defense creating offense.
Yeah.
Stole some at half court, had some runouts.
Well, and he understands that. Like, he understands that's sort of how you build confidence, too. I mean, you know, you get some easy baskets from defense, and all of a sudden the goal starts to look a little bit bigger. And, you know, maybe 3 start falling then.
I think he's pivotal to making a good run in the postseason.
He is.
If he continues to play well, and I know you never have to worry about his defensive intensity.
No.
He brings 100% every night. He and Antoniak both, you don't have to worry about those guys. So.
No, for sure. I mean, those guys, you know what you're going to get from them every night on the defensive end of the floor. And, I mean, they're always going to play hard. And, they demand that, you know, the other guys, I mean, there's no excuse for the other guys not to play hard when they see them putting out maximum effort.
Well, this is the first game back with the not totally lifted restrictions,
yeah,
but it's a big crowd, biggest crowd we've seen in a while.
It's nice.
Cheerleaders are back in here. It's not
the
quiet.
It feels about like a basketball game.
It does feel like you forget how much of a part of the ambiance that the crowd and the cheerleaders bring. And this seems like a normal high school basketball game today. And it's against our old friends from Woodbury.
Yeah, it'd be a good night to get a win, wouldn't it?
It would be a good night to get a win. So, listen, good luck to you against the Lions. It'll be a big one coming down the stretch here.
Yes, sir.
And We'll catch up back with you in Livingston on Saturday.
Talking with senior guard Luke Jenkins. Luke, your role's changed a little bit on offense. You're now usually up top on running point. How do you like that change?
I mean, I like it a lot. I think I do a pretty good job of setting up the offense and getting people open shots. I have to play more aggressive than I usually would, but I think I'm making the adjustment pretty well.
You know, your outside shots coming. You hit a couple of three-pointers the other night. You can score at the bucket, but you seem a little hesitant on offense. What's going to put you more in attack mode?
I think I'm just starting to realize that I don't have that many games left, and I'm trying to make the most of it and just get out of my comfort zone a little bit and try and score a little bit more.
You got four district games left. All four of them are really close the first time through. You won a couple. You lost a couple. You guys could win all four of them going down the stretch. What do you got to do to make these Tigers come out victorious?
You know, we just got to play our best basketball and come out and really fire on all our cylinders. And we just got to – we know we can do it. We've been playing pretty good. We just got to finish up and play the best we can at the rest of the at the end of the season.
Well, you are a senior. Looking back, you know, you've had a great career. You got a few games left. Are you trying to get all your underclassmen teammates to value these games as much as you do?
I mean, yeah, I just don't want them to take it for granted and miss a game or just think it's, oh, well, we'll get it next time, because it does go by fast and you're going to miss those games when you get to the end of it.
On Saturday against Grundy County, it was senior night. I think I heard them say you wanted to work for Tesla.
Yeah, my mom put that in there, but I didn't want to, you know, limit myself to only working at Tesla, but that's a pretty good goal, I think, for myself.
Could you be the next Elon Musk?
Maybe. I mean, maybe.
I believe you can do it. That's Luke Jenkins. Talking with junior forward Braden Antoniak. Braden, you know, Evan is the big guy on the team, and everybody else is roughly the same height. You seem to get the number called to play post. When you do that, you're usually a little bit undersized. How do you view your role down there?
I'm going to go grit and grind. I'm just going to fight with them. I'm not, they have an advantage over me, but, you know, when it comes down to it, it's about heart.
Well, you know, the other night you had, I think, 14 or 16 points against Watertown. Your offensive game seems to be picking up. That mid-range game seems to be where you're the strongest. Talk about that.
I'm obviously not a three-point shooter. That's just never been my game. Whenever I pull up in the middle, I can get higher up than everybody else, and that shot just feels open. I went to the gym with my dad like a few weeks ago, and that was where we really focused on, because that's where I get most of my shots, and now it's just starting to click and fall more.
You really grind really hard down there in the paint. The other night against Grundy County, I think you got under that big fella's skin and he fouled you there at midcourt. What was that all about?
Whenever I can get somebody's head, I try my best. And he bumped me a little bit, and I knew he was getting frustrated, so I just got up on him. And next thing I knew, he was lowering his shoulder into me.
You guys got four district games down the stretch. They were all close the first time through. What do you got to do to come out victorious in these last four district games?
Just clean up the little mistakes, get focused, and let's just go out and win these last four right here.
You know, you and Jenkins usually get the toughest assignment. You guys are the most tenacious defenders on the team. Talk about your mentality when you're guarding a guy.
I just like to get under their skin, get up in them. Most of the people in our district just say like there's no way that can stop them, but that's just what pushes me and motivates me. Like, I want to be that one person that can lock them up.
All right, keep up the good work. That's Braden Antoniak.
Join us again next time for more Tiger Talk from Tiger Coach John Sanders and Lady Tiger Coach Danny Fish. Tiger Talk is brought to you on WJLE by Kilgore's Restaurant and by Bumper's Drive-In. And now, stay tuned. DeKalb County High School Tiger and Lady Tiger basketball is coming up next with the voice of the Tigers and Lady Tigers, John Pryor.